the IRS has this new AI that they're using to, you know, get what they call tax cheats, okay? But what was also found out in the TIGDA audit is this software, this credit, this social credit.
Well, they call it AI. It's hooked into all you're doing to track you.
Yeah, it's a social credit score like it's in China. They just don't call it that yet because that's not politically cool over here. But that's what it is. And the problem that TIGDA, again, the organization that audits the IRS, found out is just like the $600 Venmo thing, the IRS was not ready to implement this, even though—
For folks who don't know, they're going to trap people making $600 a year. And I mean, this is crazy.
Correct. And they had to delay that a year because the IRS literally did not have enough manpower or systems in place to change the law as fast as not so sleepy.
So they're coming and you're the cavalry.
That is correct. So with this AI, and here's where you guys need to be careful, everybody, is the AI is flawed right now. And that's what TIGDA found out. And right now it is set to flag anybody that has done any crypto transactions and anybody that has 1099 income. Now, we're not talking about the $600. We're talking about more than that. And so if you are a small business owner or you dabble in cryptocurrency, there is already a red flag on your account.
But there's ways to mitigate it now.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm sitting here about 40 minutes ago and we're going to break and there's sonic booms, the building shakes. And I love the crew. They're great. But a lot of them are reporters. And I say, hey, I want you to go in the control room and talk about what you just saw in the window shake. And they said, oh, you just talk about it. Okay, well, great, I'll talk about it. But you know, it sounds crazy to sit there and say that, but then it's all over Twitter. It's not just here. It's other parts of the country. F-18s, F-16s, F-15s flying over at 500, 1,000 feet, sonic booms rattling the buildings. They're doing drills of targeting targets inside cities ahead of what's happening on the border of Russia right now. But Tyler Bennett is a guest here with us to cover the waterfront on the new IRS rules and the rest of it. And so he will tell you what he saw. Go ahead, tell us what you saw, what you heard.
Well, Alex, it was crazy because about half an hour ago, we did hear this large sonic boom here over Austin. And you know what? It fits in perfectly with the fear that the regime is trying to give the people. Because Alex is right. When they're flying over cities, American cities like that, that's who they're practicing on attacking, right? And so the only reason they would do that is to strike fear into the populace. A populace that is controlled by fear is controlled. And as we all know, the other way they control you, and it's tax time again, is through your money. Because all those M1 Abrams tanks are not cheap. And guess who's paying it? You and me.
It's crazy, but it's not just here. It's in Oklahoma. We're getting reports out of California, New York. Why suddenly do they have military jets do drills of strafing targets?
The only reason they would do that, Alex, is that because they believe that there could be some kind of conflict here in America that they're going to use that force again.
Remember it came out like 8 years ago or now Obama was thinking about using jets against the American people.
That's right. And so the same thing's happening here. The Democratic regime is back in control. You know, they used to call him Obama for a reason. And now Biden is apparently headed down the same path. And
he said, I'm really good at killing people with drones.
Exactly. And it's been mentioned before, but we've taken most of the humanity out of the military. And now all these attacks are done by machines that do not have a conscience, that do exactly what they are told to do with no regard to human life whatsoever.
All right, you've been so busy in the last month, you can only come on one time, but I wanted to get you here, just talk about big picture and what's happening in the tax system and how so many listeners are like, hey, the IRS is unconstitutional, the 16th Amendment's a fraud, I'm not going to pay it. Hey, if that's what you're going to do, that's your decision. That more power to you. I agree it's a fraud. We're not debating whether the income tax is a fraud. I support legislation they've introduced in the House to abolish the IRS. But they passed this law getting rid of 87,000 IRS agents. The Senate, they passed it in the House. The Senate has not passed that. So I'm being a realist here. Use the tricks the establishment has to mitigate and cut your taxes down if you're not going to go the route of going completely rogue, which with this rogue government, I'm not attacking you. I understand what you're doing, and I get you. I support you. Just know the mafia will break your legs. And so we saw new numbers 2 weeks ago that made a lot of attention, and they should have, that the majority of the new agents they've hired in the last 2 years, not just this new tranche of 87,000, is to target people making $40,000 a year or less, even though they pay a tiny amount of the taxes. So it's not about getting tax revenue. It's about destroying working class people and making them go on welfare to control them. And that's what you've always said with your great national and all the team you've got. You got 75-year-old tax lawyer experts working for you. We're going to have your partner and co-owner on in the next few weeks that have been doing this for decades that understand how to protect people. So if people want a mitigating effect, they should really do it with JonesTaxRelief.com. That takes you there, 800-869-0723. They can answer all your questions. It really is a smart thing for folks to do.
That's right, Alex. And so we have seen legislation hit Congress right now where they're talking about, abolishing the income tax and having a flat sales tax, right? And McCarthy changed his opinion on that yesterday. And that goes back to the whole deep state politics things of they will say whatever they need to say at the time. But really, there's two systems. It's them and us. And you need to keep that in mind because you're a taxpayer of the United States, not a globalist, not an elitist. There's two separate systems. They will say, the politicians will say whatever they need to, but reality is completely different. And the reality, as we can tell from the jets flying overhead, from the basic declarations of war, from the sending of billions of dollars worth of war equipment to Ukraine, that they want you to be scared. Because like I said before, when you're scared, they can control you and they can get more money out of you. Because if you're scared and then you hear on the news the truth that the IRS has hired 87,000 people, 7,000 of which are to answer the phones, the other 80,000 which are to audit the middle and lower classes. And we know it's the middle and lower classes because the IRS has repeatedly said and been found out in TIGDA audits. That's the organization that audits the IRS.
And these new training videos have come out of them saying, we're going to get that pool cleaner. We're going to get that landscaper, that person making 40 grand a year. We're going to SWAT team them. They're literally hiring all these crazy goons with guns to go after a segment of the population paying less than 6% of the taxes.
That's right, Alex.
I mean, wow, what is that about?
Well, remember, they...
Because if you really want to get tax money, which they all have is just printing money, you go after the ultra-rich who are exempt, basically. You don't go after working-class people.
That's exactly right, Alex. And the Biden administration, since day one, has tried to close the so-called tax gap by attacking the middle class. The tax gap is the difference in what the IRS is owed each year and what they actually get. And they're about $1 trillion short last year, even though they posted record profits, by the way. But that $1 trillion, Alex, could be used to pay for an entire program such as Social Security or defense. So it really is a substantial amount of money. And yes, if we just tax the people at the top a tiny bit more, most of them who aren't even paying anything in income tax, that would close that gap so quickly. But it's hard to do that for the regime. It takes more effort. It takes more people.
So there's three ways to do this. You can either be a top globalist, 1/10 of 1% and pay no tax, which nobody's part of that group,
right?
That we know. Or you can use the tax system they wrote and learn their tricks against them. Or you can go totally rogue, which I say more power to you, just know it's dangerous. So the question is, we're not telling you what to do. We're saying, okay, you're not Jeff Bezos, you're not Elon Musk, you're not Bill Gates, so you don't pay zero tax, basically. Musk pays a little because he agreed to. The other ones don't. Or you can go along and be a schmuck and overpay, or you can use tricks they have to mitigate it way down. And that's what you do at JonesTaxRelief.com.
Well, I just want to say about Diet Force
is amazing. I'm 45 and I have bits. I go to the gym and I have bits that won't move. And Diet Force has helped me move those bits, like under my pecs, my belly. I'm just taking Diet Force 2 tablets a day. Man, if you're like struggling to get like chip shape for the ladies, mate, Diet Force is the go. You have to get the Diet Force and have 2 a day and just keep active.
InfoWarsStore.com. X7 Diet Force.
InfoWarsStore.com, baby.
Now on sale. Diet we're cutting that ad. We're cutting that call into an ad. I can guarantee you that. Thank you so much for the call, Grant. God bless Australia. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force. Get it now.
GetATaxLawyer.com is a great sponsor. And Tyler Bennett here, it's American Tax Relief, is with us. You go to JonesTaxRelief.com, then we get the sponsorship and the credit. But they can really navigate you quickly, cut right to the chase with advice from a law firm with CPAs, hundreds of employees all across the United States. If you decide to not be a 0.1% that's exempt, which none of us are, or you want to go totally rogue and the whole thing's a fraud, I get what you're doing. You know, I understand it. I think you're right. Or you can be like me, where you got to hire employees and still run an operation. You pay the mafia, but you do things that mitigate that up to 90%. So, Tyler Bennett, what is this gear up against the working class about that Biden's put in place?
Okay, so what the Biden regime has put in place with this bill that has funded the IRS and given him so much more manpower is, like I was saying, they have decided to purposely target the middle class small business owners because these are people that a lot of them were on W-2s before, and now because the changing economy are new business owners or even the business owners that have been around for a while, the rules are changing because of the post-COVID economy. And because of that, the regime is fully prepared and about to engage in a smash and grab against these small businesses.
And by the way, they now admit mainstream news, even CNN, Fox News, the last 2 years they've already targeted the poorest workers. So that's already happening, but they're escalating.
Correct. And if we look at those last 2 years, mathematically, there's a 5-to-1 chance of the lower class getting audited to the upper class. And this is just getting worse this year because, like I said, they are powerful and they're bullies and they're going to go after the easy target. And so here is how we are battling the system, the regime. The way they are going after people is they are going to audit people en masse and make wild allegations. And a lot of these people, if they're not properly represented, are just going to take what the government's saying and roll over because it's the government. But what you need to know is they do not have your rights in mind when they come to audit you, and you need protection from this. So what we're offering is audit protection for the next 3 years. If you're a small business owner, if you are new on a 1099, if you have deductions that the IRS is likely to challenge, which is anything that's going to give you a substantially lower liability, you are in the targeted group for audits. And if that is the case, we are offering audit protection for the next 3 years. You can sign up. And that means if the IRS or the state attempts to audit or attack or assess you in the next 3 years, you already have us representing you, and we will handle it and make sure your rights are taken care of.
So this is like that super popular stuff where people go out and they get the gun insurance. Unless they shoot a criminal in their house or business, then a law firm is going to...
That's pretty much exactly right, because we don't know when that criminal is going to show in your house or if it is, but the insurance makes it so that you don't go to jail when somebody...
And you've explained this to me, and I've talked to other big tax lawyers. They say what you're saying is accurate. When they know a big firm is behind somebody, they move on to the next person almost always. So you get a few battles here and there. Exactly. But that's why it's like so easy, because once they know you're there, it's...
The reality of the situation is they're bullies and they are looking for pushovers. And once they find out that you're not a pushover because you have somebody in your corner that knows what they're talking about or willing to assert your rights, it's easier for them to move on to the next target at this point.
And again, we're promoting this to hardworking blue-collar folks, the salt of the earth. What you guys' real specialty is cryptocurrency, middle-class folks, rich people, and that's your main business, is all sorts of tax preparing. And the stuff you advise us on, I went and had third parties check it. They said it's dead on.
Well, so the thing is the regime is, you know, in this bureaucratic nightmare where they have these things that they wanted the IRS to do, the hiring of agents, the taxing of $600 on Zelle and all that stuff, right?
They want to kill the underground economy.
Exactly. But here's the situation is the Biden administration came at the IRS so full force with that the day before Christmas yesterday, the IRS said, we just do not have the ability to make these changes this year.
I saw that. Even the IRS said, whoa, don't have us do this. I mean.
So when even the IRS, who has just given a bunch of money and new agents, is saying, listen, we don't still have the resources or manpower to deal with these new tax laws because they would create so many more audits and so much more work.
And again, the lockdowns, they admit, were meant to destroy small business. They know everybody's reorganizing now. They want to come back with a double hit.
That's exactly right. And that's why the IRS has made more money last year and in 22 than ever before, because they knocked out all those small businesses and the people working for them had to get 1099 jobs. Hey, we're not.
I want to get into what the IRS is doing, what you think Congress should do when we start the next hour. But talk about the services right now at JonesTaxRelief.com. Takes you right to your main website, but then that way they know it's a sponsorship. We get the support, so it's a win-win. Everybody should be doing this. You should get a review. It's so important. What are the services you offer?
Okay, so as I was mentioning previously, audit protection. This means for 3 years, we're going to review your transcripts on a monthly basis, monitor any IRS notices you receive, and prevent audits by tracking your IRS file and see if anything's flagged.
So you have the file directed to you.
Correct. Once we get a power of attorney on file, then the IRS will contact us before they contact the taxpayer.
And then right away when it's a big law firm, they go, ooh.
Exactly. So then they know that
they just move on to the next victim.
In most cases, yes. If
no, you got to fight some fights, but
right, exactly. They're, you know,
what, do you have a ratio of, if you're not represented, how much they come after you versus if you do?
What I can tell you is, if you're not represented and they come after you, there is virtually a 0% chance of getting any equity in that, out of that scenario, because you're dealing with someone under the color of the U.S. government. And believe me, they will use the color of their title to scare you into thinking that that is the only way out of situation.
And so, explain, color of law means it looks like it's law, but it's not.
The color of law means, because I'm the person speaking to you is an IRS agent, you believe that they know everything that they're saying legally is correct and they have the law on their side to do what they're trying to do to you. But that is not the case. The IRS agents that produce, that do audits on people on the small business sector, they are merely clerks that work for the IRS, and they use a guideline called the Internal Revenue Manual, which many of them misinterpret every day.
Sure. What do you make of all these videos that we've played before you got here and weeks before, where they're like training thousands of agents with guns that look like they can't even find which end it is? They're like, we're going to get the person with the daycare and the person that cleans cars and the person that mows lawns. And they're like, yeah, I mean, what? That is so bizarre.
It's the militarization of the IRS. And we've seen it in the last year, where last year they bought 4 million rounds of ammunition. They bought all these guns. And this year now they have created a brand new criminal investigation unit called the Office of Fraud Enforcement. Now, these are people that would normally do jobs that the FBI does, but it's all within the criminal armed investigation unit of the IRS.
And the bottom line is, they're looking for easy targets.
They're looking for easy targets, and they carry guns.
And they're targeting a group that pays almost none of the taxes.
It is easy for them to go after the lower and middle classes because the lack of education that is traditional between the class system in the United States. And so they will use.
And we're not being mean. It's just that wealthy and people and middle class people game the tax code because it's written for them. We're just saying learn how to do that legally. So rattle through it in the last 3 minutes to break. What are the great services you have for people worth $100 million, $100,000, people that are in debt? I mean, just, you have services for everything because you've got the blueprint. You just give folks the tricks to it.
Correct, Alex. And there's three categories here. There is the present. That's this year. That's this year's filing. Everyone needs to file their taxes this year, including me and you. And so everyone needs to do that. We can do that for you. And also, if you're in the type of situation and we can look at your account where we think an audit is possible, then we can do the audit protection for you. We also work in the past. That means if you're saying, hey, Tyler, I already owe the IRS or the state a substantial amount of money, how can I get out of that hole? We do settlements. We can do.
What's your average settlement, Dalbeck? Because I've seen some of the numbers. It's pretty amazing.
So it's different for every person, but we can get a lot of them down to 10 or 15%, provided that, you know, the economics are there. If you're the type of person that is making $1 million a year and you owe $20,000, I'm not going to be able to lower your tax debt to 10% of that. But most people are not in that situation. It's the other way around. They owe a fat tax debt, and there's no way they're going to be able to pay it off in a reasonable amount of time. When that is the case, it is your right as a taxpayer to get a settlement from the IRS.
But if you don't know to settle, it'll just rack up, and then they'll come arrest you.
Oh, correct, because they are not going to tell you you have the right to settle. They're going to want you to just keep paying those bills as they rack up penalties and interest. Eventually, you won't even be paying your taxes anymore. You're just paying the interest and penalties on top of it as the debt accrues and accrues and accrues. And that's what we prevent, and we'll settle that so that doesn't happen. Now, if you are making money in the future and you want to pay less in taxes, you may not have your entity structuring in the most beneficial way, using corporations and flow through entities so that you pay the least amount of taxes legally possible. C corporations pay the lowest tax rate in this country. It's a flat tax of 21%, whether you made $10 or $10 million.
And again, folks, this is the secret knowledge that I want you to know. And a lot of my listeners are like, screw you. I'm living out here in a cabin in the middle of nowhere. Hey, I wish I was with you. Do what you want. I'm just saying, if you want to be in the system, you might as well know the rules of it. We'll be right back. And again, I want to explain this 1,000 times to a lot of our listeners who are super smart and know the Federal Reserve is a scam and the 16th Amendment and all of it. I know all that. We're simply talking about, you can either be a globalist that pays no taxes. And I mean, I don't even know any of those people. I've met with a few of them, but they're my enemy. Maybe like one out of like a 500 million people is one of those people. Or you're the general public that's trying to operate the system, but they wrote that for their own minions to get out of it. Or you go totally rogue, and that's your decision to make. I'm not putting people down. I kind of admire the outlaws because, you know, when the government's criminal, it makes all the patriots criminals. I mean, I get that. I'm not judging you. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I couldn't run this operation, have all this crew, and do all this, and then not. It's the one area I guess I compromise in, and I guess in a way sell out, because they'll just shut us down. So you have to play in their sick system, and I'm trying to reform it. I'm trying to repeal it. I'm trying to fix it. But I can't live under a rock. For those of you that can live off the radar, more power to you.
That's exactly right, Alex. And if you can and do live off the radar, then, you know, there's not really much they can do. But the thing is if you want to exist in American society, have a business, have credit, have a bank account that you don't have to worry about the state or the IRS attacking, you are going to have to play in their rules, because the only way to avoid them is to go completely under that rule.
And they wrote escape hatches for themselves.
They definitely did. And so here's the thing is, like you said, there are two systems, right? There's the elitist system. We're not part of that system. And then there is the taxpayer system that we're all a part of. Yes, you could choose to live under a rock and not pay any taxes, but then that severely limits your potential to earn additional income, hire employees, and do other things in American society that anyone else who is paying taxes can.
So it's a hybrid. All more power to the Amish, more power to the patriots, more power to veterans that go out in the middle of nowhere. I wish I could do that. But for those of us that are still in the system, this is the mitigating effect. It's up to 90% mitigation.
That's right, Alex. And remember, yes, it is the law that we have to pay our taxes, but our taxpayer bill of rights says we only have to pay the amount of tax that's actually due. Now, that sounds simple, but what that really means is, with all the deductions and all the credits and all the loopholes in the tax code, we get to legally use all of them to pay the least amount of
tax. And again, that's why they wrote it for themselves, because they love to screw us and not themselves. So you just use their tricks. That's why this is so important. Exactly. I mean, it's like, it's a no-brainer.
That's right. And so we use the tricks the loopholes that were written for large corporations and you know, multi-million dollar organizations. But guess what? The law is the same, and we can use it. The corporate rules, corporate shareholder notes, trusts, all these things can be used at any level. As I was saying before, it's the lack of knowledge that everybody has. And they did this to us on purpose. They made financial literacy very hard because they could control us easier that way. And when you understand that, you can exist in the system and not be controlled. You don't have to live under a rock.
We're going to go to break in a minute. Some stations join us. And again, I'm not criticizing our listeners that have been successful enough to know how to create a barter economy. I think that's the future if we don't stop this tyranny. And that's, I think you have a hybrid where, like, you know, one spouse is over here in the system, the other spouse is barter. I mean, the point is that there's just systems. We're saying, what system are you in?
Correct. Correct. And if you don't want to be part of the system, that's always been a possibility. But if you want to be part of the system, we do have to play by their
rules. Well, the Native Americans tried to do that. You saw what happened.
That's one example. There's been many people have tried to do it, and the government repeatedly slams them down, as they do with these tax protesters, is what they call
it. Instead, use their tricks, their escape hatches against them.
Right, because...
And that's why you say they changed every 2 years, because they want to keep screwing us.
If they change it every 2 years, it becomes very hard for the regular person to keep up to date on the small, minute changes that really are substantial when you think about it. And, of course, the only way to be kept abreast of this is to either study it yourself or have someone in your corner that does that.
And let's explain. There's a lot of lay people that are great at this, but when you got a big tax firm for almost nothing doing it for you, you're standing behind them.
That's our bread and butter, and we stand behind you 100%.
And then the big guys go, oh, that's a hardened target. I'm going to move on to an easier target. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with Tyler Bennett. Go to JonesTaxRelief.com. JonesTaxRelief.com.
In the year 2000, Alex Jones's film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, showed the world how our so-called elite leaders practice mock ritual sacrifices in private.
This summer sets us free.
In 2007, Alex Jones releases Endgame, exposing the world elite's plans for covertly using biological weapons against all of mankind. And by the time they launched their attack in 2020, Alex Jones's InfoWars and our audience were there to warn the people of the deadly vaccines that we knew were coming. This is why they attack us. This is why we need your support. Because we tell the truth. Alex Jones was right. Join the resistance. Buy products. Donate to the cause. Share the links. Join us in the fight for freedom. And help us defeat the New World Order.
Well, the globalists are breaking God's laws big time. Tyler Bennett is a really smart tax attorney. He has hundreds of attorneys and CPAs with his great organization. You find the organization and support the broadcast by going to JonesTaxRelief.com, JonesTaxRelief.com, or 800-869-0723, 800-869-0723. And this is the type of sponsor that I only feel good about. If you're wanting to go the route of UCC filings and Federal Reserve bonds and New World Order and you owe nothing, hey, that's your thing. That's not what this is. This is using the IRS system that the elites write for themselves to get out of up to 90% of these fraudulent garbage taxes. That's this. So again, if you're the 1/10 of 1% that are the New World Order, like Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates that pay no taxes and Google on record, and they went after Musk and pointed out he was paying no taxes, so he did pay a bunch, but he just did that to make the point, then that's great. I'm not in that group, and I've got to hire employees and run an operation. I can't, you know, sit there and run a farm and sell myself barter and raise cows and sell it to the Amish. I wish I could. They're scared of that. I think that's really the future is that, but that takes a lot of infrastructure, a lot of know-how. We've already lost much of it. I just hope we get it back going. But when you talk about the services you guys offer, lay this out, just a bunch of examples of how easy this is, because most people don't get it.
It could be incredibly easy, but it's one of those things that you wouldn't know about unless somebody told you. For example, if you're making over, $150,000 or $200,000 a year as an individual, you're already getting taxed too much. We could put you in the proper entity setup and make sure you're paying the corporate tax rate as opposed to the entire individual tax rate up to 37%, which you would as an individual. And see, another thing is the administration will use facts to try to trick you. For example, Biden was talking about an unrealized capital gains tax, right? That's one of those things that before you think about it could sound, oh, that's a good way to tax the billionaires. The problem is that's going to hit everyone else too that holds stocks disproportionately, right? And so we can't have a major change, an overhaul of the tax system to that extent that it affects the middle and lower classes disproportionately. Well, of course, that's what the regime wants to do. And so we're here to protect you against any of those audits that they have pledged to do this year. And if you're making money, give me a call so we can make sure you're not overpaying in taxes, because that's your right. And every dollar you overpay, we know what they're sending it to. You see all these
Well, what I like is, I've seen your operation. I know what you do. I've used you guys. You don't sit there and rope-a-dope and go forever with people and do all this stuff. You just cut right to the tax returns and say, boom, 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 boom. It's very cookie-cutter, quite frankly, because that's how the system works. And the average tax lawyers, I've used other ones, are not telling you that.
That is how the system works, because once we see what your tax situation is next or last year, it's very obvious what the solution is going forward. Now, not to put anybody down, but a lot of tax professionals are risk adverse, meaning they will say whatever the IRS says before they question any kind of ruling.
Well, that's what I was told. I've been with big CPAs and said, hey, we're supposed to get these write-offs. They go, well, that'll make you audited. I'm like, but they're write-offs and we're not lying. Well, we're not going to do those write-offs.
Correct.
So like, well, I mean,
most CPAs are very risk adverse, meaning that they do not want to get their client audited.
When did that change? Like 15 years ago, they made it where they were liable, right?
Yes, right. So they sign the return. Now they're liable if the client gets audited. But see, that really only matters if the firm you're working with is scared of getting audited. We are not scared of getting audited because we know we're not doing anything in the gray area or illegal. We are doing by the book to save you.
And they know when they've got a bulldog, you're not bragging, but they just, well, most of the time, move on.
Exactly. Because like I said, they're bullies. And as soon as they figure out that you're not the kid that's going to cry, but you're going to stand up for your lunch money, they'll move on to the next person. And that's really how it is. So when we're in your corner, if they come and knock on your door or send you a letter and say, we're going to assess you, we're going to audit you, we think you made.
You just say, we're going to handle that now.
We're going
to. And now they know they're talking to lawyers and CPAs and they don't push it as far.
They can direct their calls to us. Do not bother our client and we will handle it. Absolutely.
And 9 times out of 10, they just move on.
Most times they're going to move on, or we're going to come away with a walk away settlement. Because it's just not worth it for them to pursue.
Because they know you're going to litigate. We cut to brass tacks here.
Exactly. And we will.
Yeah, sure. Because the people owe a bunch. And we know it's a fraud, folks. My point is, if you owe a bunch, great. Dial it back instead of these endless wars that I've seen destroy so many people. And I'm not saying if you choose your battle to fight the IRS forever. I mean, I got pissed at the government when I was a little kid because my dad owned a couple dental offices in Dallas. He paid all the taxes. They changed the tax law in the late 80s. And the tax lady told my dad, she said, Mr. Jones, we're white-collar criminals. We're going to shake you down. Just pay us. And he fought him forever and did it all and ended up beating him. But it was like 5 years of hell. And he later told me, my God, once he finally got the right tax lawyer, it ended it all. It was just, he just wished he knew all that.
Because there are these arguments that are made, sovereign citizenship, invalidity of the 16th Amendment, et cetera, that people do put forth to try to.
And that's true. The Supreme Court said black people were 2/3 human. Later, they had to reverse it. But when those laws are standing, it hasn't been overturned. Yes, it's a fraud. We know that. But they're not still going to come after you.
But it is still the law of the land. And we're fighting against City Hall. So we just have to realize that. They have all the power.
They love the going money. After patriots that think they've got magic dust. And there's so many cons out there lying to them. So, yeah, the system's illegitimate. We get that. But there's so many cons telling people they've got a magic bullet for them. And then they get roped along for 2-3 years in the process. And they go to jail or everything taken. If they just got a real tax lawyer, it'd be handled. And they would just move on.
Absolutely right. And I do think that's an important point, is people get hurt sometimes in these situations. More power to it, to those people living under a rock. But, you know, for the people that try to do it and make an assertion to the IRS that is illegal and they did not know that, they go to jail. And so you don't want to go to jail. You don't want to make an illegal assertion to the IRS, which they've already adjudicated, by the way. Anything that you think is a new argument, they've already heard, or they will be able to group it into something.
And they've already got kept federal juries ready to send your ass to prison for 10 years.
That's correct. Because when you go to tax
95% conviction rate.
When you go to tax court, not only is the federal judge with the 95% conviction rate, but they work for the IRS. They don't have your, they're not thinking about your skin.
And it's disgusting and it should be abolished and it's wrong and we're supporting that and we're pushing that. But let's not start smoking dope here. McCarthy and the Republicans passed this law to abolish the new 87,000. That ain't passing the Senate. Stop believing the lies.
It's not going to pass the Senate. And Biden said that he personally will not sign it. So there you go. It's dead in the water. McCarthy.
And we wish it wasn't. But let's not lie to each other.
Right.
Even no more, folks.
Even McCarthy yesterday said he agreed to get it this far, and now even he's walking back. And
well, yeah, some listeners will be like, Jones, why don't you support I do support abolishing it, but I'm not going to steer our listeners into being destroyed.
Right.
I mean, if people can do it, more power too. I'm just saying, pay all their astronomical numbers, or at least look at mitigation.
Correct. You know, because you can either pay everything, you can pay what you actually owe, or you can try to pay nothing. And that's just a game that eventually you're going to have to pay the piper. So the name of the game.
Well, exactly. If you're making $50,000 a year and want to hide somewhere, you can get away with it. More power to you. But if you got employees and you're making a couple hundred, they're going to get your ass.
That's where they're going to get these people. It's small business owners and people who have employees, people who have a store, people that have a footprint, okay, that can't hide under a rock, that need banking, that need processing to make money for their businesses. These are the people that cannot live under.
And that's all Biden's announcing is they already have AI NSA surveillance of it. They're just announcing it now.
Correct. And oh, here's the thing is also with that TIGDA audit of the IRS, they found that this AI that is being used to.
Hold on, stay there. And I'm going to explain to the listeners. Do what you want. My job is literally to pray about it, try to give you the right answer. Hey, you can live out on a farm with Amish. I may go do that myself. I admire you. I'm just saying, you all this stuff of hiding from them is over. The social credit score is here with AI. We'll explain it when we come back. Owen Schroyer is at the Capitol at a big anti-New World Order, anti-poison vaccine event. He'll be back in about 40 minutes for his show, The War Room. Tyler Bennett's here, and I want to just, in this segment with you, because we got Kate Daly taking over, close out with this. People need to know the tax laws and know that the average CPA or the average tax preparer is not going to tell you because they're big corporations that are literally paid to lie to you. But they've written loopholes for everybody, so there's a third way. Leave the system, great. Or become a globalist and have $100 billion, you don't pay taxes. None of us are that. So this is the way to go. Tell them about your services and other key points you want to add.
Well, as I was saying before the last break, the IRS has this new AI that they're using to, you know, get what they call tax cheats, okay? But what was also found out in the TIGDA audit is this software, this credit, this social credit.
Well, they call it AI. It's hooked into all you're doing to track you.
Yeah, it's a social credit score like it's in China. They just don't call it that yet because that's not politically cool over here, but that's what it is. And the problem that TIGDA, again, the organization that audits the IRS, found out is just like the $600 Venmo thing, the IRS was not ready to implement this, even though
for folks who don't know, they're going to trap people making $600 a year. And I mean, this is crazy.
Correct. And they had to delay that a year because the IRS literally did not have enough manpower or systems in place to change the laws fast as not so sleepy.
So they're coming and you're the cavalry.
That is correct. So with this AI, and here's where you guys need to be careful, everybody, is the AI is flawed right now. And that's what TIGDA found out. And right now it is set to flag anybody that has done any crypto transactions and anybody that has 1099 income. Now, we're not talking about the $600. We're talking about more than that. And so if you are a small business owner or you dabble in cryptocurrency, there is already a red flag on your account.
But there's ways to mitigate it now.
Absolutely. First of, like I said before, the audit protection, if we need to do that, doesn't matter if you get audited, you're protected. But if you want to come to us and say, hey, what can I do to change the situation so that if and when I do get audited, there's nothing there, they'll look at my account and then go away. Because remember, an audit is really only scary if there is something they are trying to assert. Whether or not there is a discrepancy or not does not mean they're not going to assert that you owe more money. They definitely may do that. But if we have all our T's crossed and our I's dotted, they will not be able to do that. And so that is a way that we can proactively make sure by looking at your account, the crypto transactions you have, your small business, the way everything's set up, even if you are flagged, that way the flag will be removed.
And by the way, you're an amazing young guy, been around for over a decade. You're a lawyer. But the reason we went with you guys is we've used you previously. Your co-owner is like 75 years old and a very well-known tax expert who we're going to be getting on very, very soon. So you have a lot of, I'm older now, but back when I was 25, 30, people said, what's this young guy, even though I was smart and doing well, this guy looks a little too young, I don't listen to him. You got a bunch of old dudes, old ladies working for you.
I certainly do. Half of my legal staff is over the age of 50. My business partner is 72.
Not 75, I had some years there.
But yes, one of the most brilliant people in the tax industry, I know, and we'll have him on here as well so he can share some
insights
with your viewers as well.
Tell us about that guy, because I've seen some of the stuff he's done. He's written books on it. You got your crypto experts, like the top guy, a bunch of books.
We have a phenomenal team at getataxlawyer.com, and from across the board, from people from the old shul who are used to classic taxation. Older tax attorneys are used to tax rates that went as high as 70%. Okay. And so my tax attorneys are telling me that if the Democrats keep having their way, this is something that may happen again. And so
they've been calling for it.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have people like that all the way down to, you know, my crypto people are typically younger because it's a
I'm nothing against old folks. I think it's great to have the new brains.
Yeah.
I was just saying, you guys have got some amazing people. You've got the whole roster. You've got it all.
We do. And I appreciate that, Alex. And you need to have a mix of both, because with the superiority, the age comes the experience. But with the new people that are fresher out of law school, out of taxation, learning about all that stuff in crypto, they're the ones that are going to be more up to date on, as we said, the laws that change every 2 years.
So real quick, people should go to JonesTaxRelief.com. That goes to your site. That way we get some credit and some sponsorship, or 800-869-0723, 800-869-0723. When they call, how easy is it? You just sign a consultation, do it, boom, you do an analysis, you give them an offer.
Correct. So you call in, you will get put forth to one of my agents that is able to take your exact situation. And then
you have different experts they go to, maybe a lawyer, maybe a CPA. Maybe
exactly. When you call in, everybody's going to have a slightly different issue. So depending on that is depending on who we're going to send it to, that expert in that industry, and we will take care of the problem for you. And yes, you're going to have solutions at the end of that phone call.
Well, that's what's great, because, again, other tax lawyers, people make it confusing, A, because they're not smart, or B, they want more money. You guys just cut right to it.
Yes. The thing is in the legal industry in general, there is a whole lot of clouds, because we're talking about laws and arcane laws that not many people have the privilege to even understand. And so we cut through all that fog and make it clear what needs to happen, what can happen to make it better, instead of continuing to make it even more.
The key is you get great results. So in the 2 minutes we have left, what are some of the services? Example of the new tax laws. Just change the corporation. Huge, huge discount. Give us a few examples.
For example, individuals are taxed at a graduated rate up to 37%.
Yeah, so like 15 to 37.
Correct. Now, if that means if you're making over $100,000, which, you know, is middle class, that's not rich. That now suddenly you're paying more than what a corporation would pay to make 10 times the amount of money. So if you're making more money than that, you really need to give us a call so we can examine the type of entity structuring that you're in. If you're a small business, an LLC is only going to get you so far. If you start making more money, we need to start talking about corporations, the difference between an S and a C, you know, and it really comes down to how much money you're making, how many employees you have, liability protection. These are all things that go into owning a business. Taxation is just one of them. But when you are setting up to be taxed correctly, you're also protecting yourself from lawsuits, and you're also protecting yourself from additional liabilities.
And lawsuits are crazy now. They're graduating so many lawyers.
Certainly are. In California, it's ridiculous.
But how do people call and get the audit protection?
So if you'd like to get the audit protection, give us a call, the number on the screen, and just ask one of the agents and they will get you set up. What happened is we will send you out a power of attorney. That way, we are your attorney on record at the IRS, and we are the ones that control your account, in the sense that they're going to send us paperwork saying, we want to audit this person. We don't think they're doing the right thing. And when they send that to us, We have the ability to nip it in the bud right then and there before they seize your assets or threaten to or knock on your door and scare
you. Because they immediately go, oh, this is a law firm, totally different class.
That's right.
Tyler Bennett, you're going to be in the war room. Great job. Kate Daly, thanks for letting me steal some time. She's an amazing talk show host. Kate Daly takes over. KateDalyShow.com. Straight ahead. Tyler Bennett, thank you so much. JonesTaxRelief.com.
At the beginning of this year, we are confronted with unprecedented and multiple challenges. We need to overcome the most critical fragmentation. And the most critical fragmentation is between those who take a constructive attitude and those who are just bystanders, observers, and even go into the negative, critical, and confrontational attitude.
There it is out in the open. You know, you know who he's talking about? You know who has a negative and confrontational attitude? Okay, those that are critical against the World Economic Forum and the New World Order. You wanna know who Klaus Schwab is talking about? The man that people claim doesn't exist, the man that the deep state and the shadow government claim isn't real, that these people aren't out there in Switzerland meeting together, talking about how they're gonna oppose people that oppose their agendas, that are satanic, that are tyrannical, that wanna shut down the free world and shut down free humanity and their freedoms. He's talking about you, ladies and gentlemen. He's talking about Alex Jones. He's talking about InfoWars. He's talking about band.video. He's talking about the free world. He's talking about the United States of America. He's talking about anybody that opposes everything that these people stand for, which is Satanism, Luciferianism, and ultimate tyranny, not only in the real world, but they want to take it into a VR, AR world as well because they want to control your mind. What he is talking about is opposing everything that you love, everything that you stand for, everything that you've ever known, because they're envisioning a new world where it's controlled by these global elites, where it's a virtual reality matrix, where you will own nothing and be happy, and you will just absolutely accept everything they shove down your mouth. What Klaus Schwab says out in the open is what he means. A lot of people take a look at that guy and say, oh, he's just an old man that wants to, you know, not be a boomer and be an old wineskin that wants to get with the times and move us into the future. Yeah, but with a tyrannical agenda that wants to impose literal slavery upon humanity, and he says it out in the open that we need to overcome those that are critical against us, that have a negative mindset against us. This is the war you're in. Every single one of us watching right now are in this info war. Every single one of us are engaged. Every single one of us, we are all John Connor. We are all facing Skynet. We are all facing the AI takeover. We are all facing the technocracy. We are all facing the censorship. We are all facing these things that are opposing humanity. And InfoWars.com, band.video, InfoWarsStore.com is literally the tip of the spear, and out front and center, that is why they are so banned. That is why they get demonized and slandered everywhere you look in the media. You want to know why? Because Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, all of these global elites know exactly what this network stands for, and it is to stand against them and their tyranny. This is exactly why we need to support free speech systems, because if we don't have this, if we don't have an alternative economy, if we don't have alternative media that is standing alone, standing their ground, we will get defeated by Skynet. We will get defeated by the New World Order. And thank God people are waking up to the reality because of clips like this, that these people are A, in existence, B, homicidal tyrannical maniacs, and C, they literally are opposing the free world and free humanity. This is why we need to support InfoWars, because this is everything we stand for. It's bigger than Alex Jones. It's bigger than InfoWars. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. This is about free humanity. This is about good versus evil and God fighting the devil. You got to pick a side now.